Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Rajbhavan Kohima celebrates Rajasthan Foundation Day. Governor Lal Ganesan encourages deeper engagement between Nagas and Rajasthani community. Nagaland Chief Electoral Officer VSNR holds state-level meeting with political parties. Akashwani Kohima holds workshop on cybercrime awareness at its office premises with Cybercrime Police Station, PHQ. And India launched Operation Brahma to assist earthquake hit Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Rajbhavan Kohima today celebrated Rajasthan Foundation Day under Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat initiative. Gracing the occasion, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan said Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat initiative reminds us that our strength as a nation lies in embracing the unique cultures, traditions and histories that each state brings to our national tapestry. He encouraged deeper engagement between Nagas and the Rajasthani community, envisioning joint efforts in entrepreneurship and sustainable development. The governor emphasized on fostering new collaborations in business, innovation and education between the two states. He lauded the contributions of the Rajasthani community in Nagaland, recognizing their role in trade, entrepreneurship, education, and craftsmanship. The governor acknowledged their significant contributions to the state's economy and social fabric, calling their presence an example of harmonious coexistence. The governor said that celebration of Rajasthan Day in Kohima reaffirms the spirit of cultural solidarity. Chief Electoral Officer CEO Nagaland VSNR held a state-level meeting with representatives from political parties at Civil Secretariat Kohima yesterday. During the meeting, the CEO emphasized that the election machinery is primarily for the electors and the political parties and thus appealed for their active cooperation and participation. The CEO appealed to the recognized political parties to appoint booth-level agents at the polling stations. Additional Chief Electoral Officer Awa Lorin informed that there are no pending issues at the electoral registration officers and district election officers levels in Nagaland. This meeting, which marked the culmination of meetings held ERO and DEO levels, was attended by representatives from six political parties. Akashwani Kohima today held a workshop on cybercrime awareness at its office premises with Officer in Charge of Cybercrime Police Station, PHQ, Kihika Sumichishi, as the resource person. Officers and staff, including assignees, participated in the workshop. Mr. Chishi highlighted various aspects of cybercrime activities and mentioned that identity theft has become one of the most common crimes in the country, including Nagaland. Mr. Chishi also informed that loan scams, investment scams, cryptocurrency scams, sextortion, obscene videos and or pictures, lottery scams, e-commerce scams are most prevalent crimes in Nagaland.
Scams are happening, all these scams that I just mentioned about. So from, it's all about, I think everyone has heard about smishing, wishing, you know. So these are nothing but your point of contact from with the scammer, cyber criminal, how he contacts you. Like, if he does not have contact with you, then you are most likely not to be scammed, but there's a point of contact. So smishing will be your SMS. We get so many SMSs, lottery, so the yanking line again. Phishing can be your calls, pretending to be fraud, company personals, banking personals, and phishing can be your emails, links, and also social media platforms. We have become so much dependent on social media, and I mean, more or less addicted to WhatsApp, Google, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, we come into contact with these scammers and all. So this is how we are coming into contact with these scammers.
Assistant Director and Head of Program at Akashwani Kohima, Abhino Lasu, emphasized that in today's fast-paced digital world, where technology has seamlessly integrated into daily life, it is important to acknowledge the risks that come with it. She added that scams, fraud, identity theft, and other forms of cybercrime are on the rise, making it essential for everyone to stay informed and proactive in protecting themselves.
Cyber criminals are constantly devising new ways to avoid unsuspecting individuals. You know, scams and frauds, identity theft and other forms of cyber crime are on the rise, making it imperative for all of us to stay informed and proactive, protecting ourselves.
India Today launched Operation Brahma in the early hours today to assist earthquake-hit Myanmar. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material has reached Yangon. He said the Indian ambassador was there to receive the material. The spokesperson also informed that there are around 50 to 60,000 Indian nationals in Myanmar and no casualties have been reported so far among them. He said two aircraft with search and rescue personnel and equipment, along with canines and 80-member strong NDRF search and rescue team, are being sent to Naypyi Taw. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Myanmar's senior general, Min Aung Hlaing, over the phone following yesterday's devastating earthquake, which has so far claimed over 1,000 lives in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed his deepest condolences at the loss of lives in the disaster. He affirmed that as a close friend and neighbor, India stands in solidarity with the people of Myanmar during this difficult hour. He mentioned that disaster relief materials, humanitarian assistance, search and rescue teams are being expeditiously dispatched to the affected areas as part of Operation Brahma. The State Power Department has announced that the vegetation clearance and maintenance program for the 66 kV and 132 kV transmission lines under the Kohima Transmission Division will take place from 1st of April to 2nd of May. Executive Engineer, Transmission Division Kohima, Namheu Khate Ziliang, said there will be total shutdown of power in some areas from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily to facilitate smooth execution of the activity, which is unavoidable. All public in the affected areas are requested to extend cooperation and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. Lothai Iloi Hoho today organized a one-day workshop on traditional attire and ornaments for women and girls under the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao initiative at Lothai Hoho Ki Woka. During the event, the Iloi Hoho introduced modifications to certain clothing items. The Hoho banned individual groups from designing their own versions, urging the community to uphold recognized attires. Committee convener Mahalo TM reaffirmed the resolution to ban glitter in traditional attires and encouraged wearing Lotha traditional attires during church services. She further said it is prohibited to pair traditional shawls with pants, jeans, shorts or kurtas. Lothai Iloi Hoho President Tung Ben Yinguli encouraged women to seize opportunities, uplift one another and work collectively to preserve culture while embracing progress. Yingli College, Long Leng, celebrated a prelude to Mon Yu with Long Leng Superintendent of Police Yang Jamir as the special guest yesterday. In his speech, Mr. Jamir urged students to carefully choose their career, stating that everybody cannot become a gazetted officer. He encouraged them to identify their talents and interests and set meaningful goals accordingly. Later, the college signed an MOU with the SP office for 5 years of internship to work towards capacity building, community engagements and public safety. The program was attended by students and teachers from high schools and officials from various government departments. To end the news, the headlines again. Rajbhavan Kohima celebrates Rajasthan Foundation Day. Governor Lal Ganesan encourages deeper engagement between Nagas and Rajasthani community. Nagaland Chief Electoral Officer Vyasan R. holds state-level meeting with political parties. Akashwani Kohima holds workshop on cybercrime awareness at its office premises with Cybercrime Police Station PHQ. And India launched Operation Brahma to assist earthquake hit Myanmar. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.